Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the life of St. Thomas Aquinas, the universal doctor of the Church, the most important teacher in the Catholic Church. We have the great privilege of having Mass at the tomb of St. Thomas Aquinas in Toulouse. Now, Thomas was born in 1225 near Aquino in Italy into a noble family. And at the age of five, he was sent to the Benedictine Abbey of Monte Cassino, where he began his early education. But when he was 15, the Emperor Frederick II, who was always fighting with the Pope, he took over the monastery, and the monks and the students, they all had to leave. So Thomas went to the University of Naples, and this was very providential. Nothing happens except what God wills or allows. And God wanted Thomas to go to Naples for the experience of two very important things. First of all, it was in Naples that Thomas encountered the radical living of the Dominicans. The Dominicans who lived this radical poverty, depending on divine providence for everything. They lived poverty so that they could be free for prayer and for study and for sharing the faith with others. But secondly, it was there in Naples that Thomas Aquinas encountered the writings of the philosopher Aristotle. So at the age of 19, totally against his family's wishes. I mean, imagine a noble family, an aristocratic family, and all of a sudden your son comes home and says, you know, I've decided for my vocation that I'm going to be a wandering beggar. That's not what they had in mind. Thomas made the commitment to join the Dominicans. The Dominicans knew his family would not like this. So they tried to whisk him away to Paris immediately for study. But his brothers abducted him on the way, took him back to their castle, and imprisoned him in the top of the castle. But Thomas would not budge in his commitment to Jesus. So the brothers sent him a prostitute to his room to seduce him, to break his vow of celibacy. But when she entered the room, Thomas grabbed a fire poker out of the fire, a red hot firebrand, and waved it like a flaming sword. And she fled. He slammed the door shut and burned a big cross in the door. And then he fell exhausted onto the ground and passed out. But then he was awakened by his own screams because an angel had appeared to him and performed an exceedingly painful operation because the angel girded him with a rope of fire to protect him from all attacks of lust in the future. Thomas went on to teach that lust makes a person blind to the truth. That purity and sexual self-control enable a person to see and love the truth. Lust makes us blind to the truth of the gospel. That's why we need purity of heart. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall love the truth of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now Thomas did join the Dominicans in 1245 at the age of 20, and he went back to Paris to study under St. Albert the Great. Then in 1248, Albert took him to Cologne in Germany to establish a university there. But then back to Paris to teach, where he became friends with the great Franciscan theologian St. Bonaventure. And from that point, Thomas taught at a different place every 2 or 3 years. That's how in demand he was. So don't get the idea that Thomas was secluded in a monastery cell where he did all this study and writing. Thomas had to live a very hectic life of teaching, establishing new universities, and he was constantly called away by the Dominicans and by kings and by popes for special projects. But at the same time, he wrote the Summa and then commentaries on all the works of Aristotle, as well as almost all the books of the Bible. So you wonder, how did he do this in the midst of such a busy life? Because he had a commitment to 3 things that you should have a commitment to. 3 things he was committed to: prayer, impact, and leisure. Now, Thomas dedicated himself to a deep life of prayer, obviously, daily receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, and a life of meditation and a resolution. And he made his impact through education, through sharing the faith with others. There's a Dominican motto. Meditate and give to others the fruit of your meditation. Meditate and then share with others what you've been meditating on through friendship. You can do that. So he had prayer, he had work, but he had leisure. And Thomas used his leisure time well. Leisure time is the free time after prayer and work. And the purpose of leisure, the purpose of free time is this. It's not to veg out. The purpose of free time is to feed your intellect with reality in the form of truth, and to feed your emotions with reality in the form of beauty. But to accomplish that, you have to get rid of distractions. We're supposed to feed our soul with truth and beauty, but too often we use our free time to feed our soul with junk entertainment. Often entertainment that is poison. And we think we're tired, but let me ask you, does your entertainment ever leave you more refreshed in the end? Or does it leave you more tired and more empty? Thomas could do so much because he used his free time to feed his mind with the truth of the Catholic teachings, but also the truth of creation. All the many truths of creation. My kids have this plan to teach me physics when I'm 80. That would be a good idea. How do you use your free time? Are you killing your soul with entertainment that is poison and junk? Or are you feeding the intellect and the emotions with truth and beauty? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One of the special projects the Pope gave to St. Thomas was to explain transubstantiation, the complete change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ at the consecration in the Mass. That in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, together with the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the whole Christ, is truly, really, and substantially contained. So Thomas prayed, and he studied, and he wrote, and then he took what he wrote, and he came to the chapel in the monastery, and he threw down on the altar what he had written and then left it laying there as if waiting judgment. And then he turned and he came down the steps and he prostrated himself in prayer and he waited. But the other friars were watching and they said that Christ came down from the crucifix, stood upon what Thomas had written and said, Thomas, you have written well concerning the sacrament of my body and blood. And then Jesus turned to Thomas and said, I will give you any reward from anything in the world for what you have written. And Thomas answered, I only want you, Lord. What do you want? What do you want most? Achievement, security, relationships, your health? All these fade. God alone satisfies. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The main project that Thomas Aquinas worked on his whole life was to answer the most important question in philosophy and human history. The question is this: can we know reality? Can we know truth? Can humans know what is right and wrong, true and false, good and evil, objectively? Is there objective truth, universal objective right and wrong? This is the fundamental question of all philosophy, of all human history. Every false philosophy gets it wrong. They all say we can't know. And they say this because they don't want to know, because they want to make up the rules for themselves. We don't want God to tell us what's right and wrong. We want to determine what's right and wrong. You see? But Thomas answers emphatically, yes. That's why God gave us a brain. That's why God gave us reason. Precisely so that we could know reality, we could know truth, and we can know truth in three ways: by observation and experience. That's the scientific method, but it's limited, and when it runs its limit, then we have to use reason or philosophy, and we can know reality, we can know truth. But when that runs its limit, there's a third way to know reality. God comes and becomes man, and he tells us. And Jesus reveals the fullness of reality. And it's handed down to us by Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. So Thomas worked his whole life to battle relativism. And then something happened once he had written. You know, he had not finished the Summa yet. Unfinished. But then something happened. He was celebrating Mass and he stopped. And then finished Mass, and later he would never study or write again. And Brother Reginald, his best friend, said, "What's wrong? Why did you stop writing?" And Thomas said, "After what I've seen, I can write no more. I have seen things which make all my writings straw." And soon after that, he died. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now you might think because Thomas lived in the 13th century, a real high point for Catholicism, you might think that he always dealt with people of the same opinion of him. Just the opposite. He dealt with people radically different from him. And you might think that because he's the greatest teacher in the history of the church, that he always lectured. In fact, he never lectured. Pay very close attention to the method of the greatest teacher in the Catholic Church. He had discussions. He lived by the motto of our guide, David. Be curious, not judgmental. Be curious, not judgmental. Thomas always began by learning the other person's positions, their thoughts, their opinions. And he would come to understand their opinions so well, he could present them even better than they could. That's why the Summa is written that way. The Summa starts with the position of the other person, written so well, Thomas has you convinced, until he then replies. This came from a spirit of genuine curiosity. To understand all the facets of reality, to arrive at the truth, I need more than my limited knowledge and experience. I need to be in conversation with others. Then both parties contribute to a further understanding of reality. So here I'm going to give you the method of St. Thomas. First, ask questions that enable you to understand the position of the other person better. Second, listen. Third, repeat their view in your own words to them and ask them, is that what you mean? Is that how you understand it? We're not listening to catch our opponent's weak spots and craft our own logic so that we can destroy their stupid ideas. In every conversation, one of many facets of reality are expressed. There is always something right and truthful in what another person is saying. We have to begin by understanding them. St. Thomas, he said this, "We must love them both, those whose opinions we share and those whose opinions we reject. For both have labored in the search of truth and both have helped us in finding it." And then after listening and understanding and repeating back to them their ideas, then we explain how we understand things. So good conversation happens this way. We ask questions, we listen, we understand, we repeat their views, and then we express our own, but then we're humble enough to be questioned ourselves, and then repeat the process. That's how we reach the truth. Now, I have to make a confession. I do this really, really well with strangers. I do this really, really poorly with my wife and people close to me. And isn't it sad how often we are angels abroad and demons at home? We need to change this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.